Look at the birds of the air. Learn from the flowers of the field. Look deep within and be still. And know,
Good morning, my friend. I'm just delighted to spend a little time with you now, and I've been thinking about you. More and more of us who take time like this find it helpful to just slow down and take a little rest, which is not an easy thing to do. And today particularly, I got up early to rest. And that's one of the times when we can do it, and it's sometimes getting up before the rest of the household, or if somebody else is up, just acknowledging them with a simple greeting, a smile, and taking your cup of coffee to your own corner. So I moved to the porch today, but I was instructed last night about how I might make the coffee. And so I was thinking that, as I did, that this is an opportunity to make a little bit of coffee for others and then sneak away and be one with the rest in the household. I have a deep sense of belonging here. I've visited this home before, and it's really very beautiful. You might be able to listen to hear the birds that are in this garden area around this country home, sequestered by some lovely, lovely white pine that Bob brought in here years ago that were probably already 10 and 15 feet tall and now reach up to 30 feet, and each a lovely specimen. Each its own tree and fruit trees here. It's a little bit of paradise, its own Garden of Eden, where we all find that we really do belong. Clusters of wildflowers sown in the field here. I mean, it really is glorious. And we are too, and that's the image that Irenaeus gives us. And through this summertime of the arising of great fruitfulness after a lot of rain, the movement towards early and mid-July, you might feel that now yourself. Drawing aside somewhere and feeling not only included, but belonging. Quite different feeling, isn't it? Well, it's nice they included me on that trip. And then the felt sense, oh, we belong to one another, and that's why we're traveling. I believe that's true right now. We belong to each other deeply, and it is, for us who are Christian, the experience of God's great love for us poured out in Jesus Christ that exemplifies that, that manifests and reveals what has been from all time. We hear at the beginning of John's Gospel who we are, our belonging. Our longing to belong is grounded in the truth that we do belong. We are one. The Gospel for this weekend is striking and maybe familiar to you, where Jesus departed after being involved in a lot of encounters, of beautiful experiences of healing and care, quite striking, each one of them lovely and deeply different, of touch and reaching out and visiting a home and discounting others' judgment so that he would be as he is present to us. He belonged in a house, even though people said, don't bother. He knew when he went in. And now I believe God enters our life or is always present and belongs where God is, with and in us this very day. And so, you know, I'm sharing this reflection, lending to you a felt sense that is mine, as I am now in Wisconsin, but truly feel I belong here, not only invited here, but loved here. And from the morning hour and even before the cup of coffee, feeling God waking me to be present, to be glad, to, on this 4th of July, celebrate not only independence, but more deeply our individual birth, rebirth into the beauty and love of God. So simply, Jesus is in the Gospel Sunday, leaving behind some of those experiences, and I'm sure carrying them deeply within him as he comes to his native place, accompanied by his disciples. Mark 6, 1-6. When the Sabbath came, he began to teach in the synagogue, and many who heard him were astonished. They said, "Where did this man get all of this? What kind of wisdom has been given him? What mighty deeds are wrought by his hands? Is he not the carpenter, the son of Mary, the brother of James and Joseph and Judas and Simon and his sisters here with us?" And they took offense at him. And then Jesus comments the famous comment that's both in Greek and Hebrew stories, twisted a little differently. Twist isn't the right word, but told a bit differently with a twist to them. And Jesus said, "A prophet is not without honor except in his native place and among his own kin, the very place where one would expect to belong, and in his own house." Quite striking. Who is in our life or around us that might not belong? Who is it that we might not be including or welcoming in at this moment that is not only part of the household, but a very member of our family, one with us in life? This is the call out to our nation, but it's the call out to each one of us as we live on the face of this earth, Mother Earth, and with all other peoples. The recognition of who we are, but if we miss belonging, and we're always longing for it, we might move to a defensive or a grieving or regretful stance and miss the depth of the circle of belonging that embraces everything right now. Our God in Jesus Christ has claimed each of us and holds us together. A beautiful writer, John O'Donohue, in his book, Eternal Echoes, comments this way on this belonging. He calls it the wisdom of rhythm. Being and longing are the two words in belonging. Being who you are and who I am on this morning, this moment, this Jesus who is him, himself. Yes, part of the family, part of the neighborhood. That's the point. He came not to live on another planet, maybe there too, but here. And our longing for him in our midst, he's in our midst. And the longing of our being is a longing answered that we can continue to answer. If we're touched and believe in the fact that we belong, we help each other experience that. Our external attachment to people, places, and things is not that depth. It is rather the living and the passionate presence of the soul. Belonging is the heart and warmth of intimacy, John O'Donohue says. When we deny it, we grow cold and empty. It could be if I was trying to drink last night's coffee rather than enjoying the fresh one. The machine was ready this morning. With tenderness last night, the coffee was ground. Christ dove into humanity through the wonderful choice of Mary and the longing of God, the belonging of God already in our midst. This belonging, this being and longing, is joined together in the heart of God, but now in our hearts when we sit here quietly, possibly among the birds you can hear, maybe with the animals that are around this house, maybe with a deep sense that we've come to our native land and we are in our own home, and though belonging doesn't come easily, we might rise and be the one who would long for the other in an active way, bringing together our relationships this day, because one has done that for us. Jesus, who has gone out and healed and now come home to our hearts, belonging. My sisters and brothers, take your time as you might, and may this rambling reflection open you to a garden of possibilities. And know that we're held and gathered in that garden, as this home does in this country, with a joy and celebration of beauty all around it. We belong, and in our longing to belong, we might delight and now long for others, too, to know that depth of belonging. peace and the joy of our God who has come to us and lives with us in our native places, abides with us in our homes, and is the prophet, the proclamation, and the person who helps us know we belong.
There is no sorrow like separation. There is no fire like greed. There is no joy. There is no joy. There is no joy like freedom. There is no sickness like hunger of heart. There is no crime worse than hate. There is no joy, there is no joy, there is no joy like freedom. Look at the birds of the air, learn from the flowers of the field. Look deep within and be still, and know